Number 43 in the game program, number one in your heart.
Passes off to Thanasis, who rocks the rim of Antetokounmpo style right there.
All Thanasis, all the time.
Thanasis has it on the near wing. He's crossing over. Going to work. Takes it in. Powers it up and in.
Thanasis Adetokounmpo sits down for honest and fun conversations.
He's going to drive inside right to the rack. Stuffs it down with a one-hand jam. Thanasis.
This is Thanalysis.
Welcome to another episode of Analysis. Man, what's going on? The audio, first of all, I want to say a huge thank you. The audio is crushing it. You guys are just like, we're going thousands and thousands of streams and listens. It's episodes. You guys are amazing. But let's start crushing it on the YouTube, too. Let's start crushing it on the YouTube. I can't wait. You guys, you know, remember, like, subscribe, comment. Let me know what you guys think. And again, you know how the show, this is another solo one. If you guys were wondering what this was. What you got for me, Tony? What you got for me, man? Talk to me.
Giannis, Victor Wembanyama, Wemby, go head-to-head. Epic game. Yeah. I think he might have been a career high at the time, 27 for Wemby.
Yeah.
You have a very unique perspective to see this kid taking over the league. I just want to start off with just, man, your thoughts on Wemby and someone even your size having to look up to see him.
Yeah. First of all, that's funny. Like, people would like to say, oh, my neck, and I was like, I have to look up. Even it was a video of Joel Embiid looking at him. I was like, this guy's so tall.
He made Tim Duncan look small.
Oh, my God. It was special, man. You know, I don't get to say a lot about, like, games in season, like, during the season, but it's definitely one of those games that's memorable. You know, you don't get a lot of those. You know, I could, like, count in my hand, say, like, hey, this definitely was, like, a game to remember. What I would say, I mean, the best comparison, it's funny, it's going to sound funny, but the best comparison I could give for that matchup was like King Kong versus Godzilla, bro. Like that it was just different. Like, and not in a sense the anticipation, because, you know, he just got in the league. He's not like, you know, Giannis doesn't, you know, buy into that stuff. Like, he's more, every game is the same. He approaches the game with the same seriousness and everything. But it was mostly seeing the game, in the game, you know, and the plays that were made, it was just like a, I don't know how to describe this in English. It's like just a test of like athleticism and agility and being in sync with your body. Like, it's incredible. That's the biggest thing for like Wemby. It makes him special. Like he's the way he moves his body and the balance he has while he's making all these moves. People be like, oh, he's making, the moves are great. It's just the way he makes them, the height he has. You know, and it was certain plays that like I saw and I was like, no, this kid is special, bro. This kid is special. It might have been Dame or guard. Somebody tried to get a steal. He went behind the back and ducked it on Brook Lopez. Now everybody was like, oh, my God, oh, look what he did. I was like, that's almost impossible. That's almost impossible to do that in front of Brook. We're talking about this guy's. We call it, there's a reason we have Giannis and Brook. We call them the Twin Towers. It's almost impossible to do this. He did that move. I was like, oh, okay, this is, you know, he's just trying to find his feel and he's supposed to just playing off instincts. Yeah, he's just playing off instincts, which is great. I love that for me. Another European, another like Afro-European. That's what I call them, Afro-European. You know, being in the mix and trying to strive for to be great in the U.S. So I love it. I'm a very big fan of him and his brother and family. I don't know if you know a little bit. Like, he has like family and who like to play and et cetera. And he actually played with my brother Costas in France. So I got to see him one of those games in France. Like, I didn't see him now. Like, you know, everybody's hopping in now saying, oh my God, then Wemby and Wemby. I saw him when it was like I saw Victor. You know what I mean? I saw him play a little bit and I saw him out there with national team as well. Like, I just saw there's a guy who really wants to work, really humble. Like, you know, I know, like, everybody's trying to make him so, like, this Hollywood crazy, like, starter. Like, oh, okay, wait. But he's, like, just a hard worker. You can tell by his face. You tell how he approaches the game. And obviously, he's French. So I'm assuming, like, you know, French people, like, kind of have their own, like, style and the way they see things. But at the same time, he's taking everything really seriously. Very serious. You can tell by it. And he plays. Shoot, this is a lot of stuff. I could talk for 20 minutes about that game.
Well, there was two specific plays I want you to talk about here. And the one of them being, he gets a block on Giannis. We all saw the block. What we didn't see is what Giannis said afterwards.
Okay.
Walk us through that.
Okay. So, okay. The thing was that, you know, after he got the block, usually when somebody gets blocked, they get timid, right? That's not how we work. You can see the next play, he goes in and he like, whoa.
Well, that's the one I want to get to after. Oh, I want to hear the first part first.
Okay. So the first part is like he gets blocked. So he's like, oh, shit, I gotta measure him because it was just his first year. He just come in and he's kind of hard to measure because you would have thought it was another basket in front of you. Like because he's so tall that you're like, am I, like, even if you shoot, you notice that a lot of guys, when they shoot threes against him, he will like jump from the middle of the paint and they will miss because he's literally covering the target. So now you gotta either see it in the blink of an eye, shoot it, or like, you know, you got to be one of those shooters that they don't care. They already know where the basket is and where, like, you know, very in sync with the court when you play against him. You would have saw Giannis and him play and you would have thought, like, they needed different rims to play. I know it's funny, sounds funny, but they needed different, like, they needed, like, a 12-foot rim or they needed, like more court, like, more, like, it, just because they cover so much space, you know? That's why I said the comparison, like, King Kong versus Godzilla, like, it's just a different ball game, you know? And, you know, it's not a lot of people you see that against with. Because, like I said, it wasn't the skill set. We're talking about, like, the eye test, agility, athletic. You know, people call Giannis the Greek freak for a reason. Because he does freakish plays. And not only freakish plays, and the hard work and the dedicated to getting better, dedicated to building our bodies. And you would have thought, man, they needed a different court to play. But, again, it was those things that he was like, oh, sure, okay. But he didn't say a word. Giannis didn't say nothing to me. Nothing. And then we come back. Then he has another play that he dunks it with the left, and then he goes on that one, and then he just plays, you know, the play, and then he's like, okay, I got the measurements now. When you're all the time bigger than everybody else and all the time longer than everybody else, it's weird, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But now, like, okay, now I can navigate. Victor, like, he's special, bro. He's a special kid. And Michael Wood, we call him saying, it's not good with this. He stays healthy. He's one of those kids that we're going to be happy to watch and enjoy him. And the league is good hands. I think the league has done a great job of making the sport global and letting, like, everybody in the world come in and trying to be great. So it was a great game. I think he might have been one of his best games he played. Too, like, very, I think he was very motivated. And I think at the same time, like, you know, like, there's a saying, the sky's the limit.
Mm-hmm.
I think space is the limit. You know, sky's the limit. Everybody's like, oh, sky's the limit. Now space is the limit for this kid, man. You know, and again, stay healthy, hard work, and just really, you know, like, prioritize who, like, what's important in life, not, you know, that outside curriculum. Like, just really prioritize what's important in life. That's it. Today was he had me on the easy one today. Tony, thank you. I appreciate you. I could talk basketball all day, actually. But then again, thank you guys. Come to the end of the show. Like, subscribe, hit the follow button on Instagram, on the socials, on TikTok. Again, I appreciate you guys. Thank you guys so much. On to the next one. And again, I want to say one thing. You know, I decided, I don't know, this what is this, like, four episodes in, I'm going to be closing because I want to always shout out to Milwaukee, to the fans. I'm always going to be closing this shows with, like, and never forget that, Bucks in 6. Analysis is recorded at No Studios, Milwaukee's creative hub and production studio.